All this week, we're exploring the issues that affect the status of women around the globe. And one of the big ones is access to family planning resources. Yesterday, we heard about a new law in the Philippines that'll make free birth control widely accessible. Philippines is a mostly Catholic country, and it's got one of the highest birth rates in Asia. But the Catholic Church remains opposed to this new law. And as Sonia Narang reports, the church says couples do not need to resort to artificial birth control for family planning.
Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Cruz lives in a posh residential area near Manila. The 80-year-old is a former president of the influential Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. He's a cheerful man.
They were laughing.
Yes.
He laughs about trying to take a selfie and failing.
I didn't know what to do, and up to now I don't know how to take a selfie.
But I'm not here to talk about selfies. I want to get his view on the Philippines' new reproductive health law, which will make contraception widely available here. Suddenly, the Archbishop becomes very serious.
The human body is not made for contraception. And when husband and wife, who are healthy, take these pills, I do not know what is its effect on the human health.
The Archbishop says there is only one church-sanctioned method to control family size. That's natural family planning, or NFP, which means no sex when a woman is ovulating.
There is a period where about several days where a woman is fertile, and consequently, in order not to conceive, they should abstain from union. But most of the weeks of the month, they may. So be responsible, therefore. Have the children only you can afford.
Archbishop Cruz is not alone. Around the world, the Catholic Church counsels couples to use natural family planning. But how does it really work? The Archbishop was a little vague on the details.
Of course, we are not supposed to know anything about this.
So I called Dr. James Breeden. He's a former president of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and he's a practicing Catholic.
How is a woman supposed to know when she's ovulating?
It's not that simple. What you do is you check your temperature every morning before you get out of bed, before you do anything at all. As you ovulate and produce progesterone, your temperature goes up very slightly.
In addition, a woman needs to get to know her own cervix pretty well.
So it requires a woman to learn how to check her cervical mucus to see when that would indicate that she's fertile, and then to abstain for intercourse from a minimum of 4 days and sometimes for 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 days, depending on the signs and symptoms.
What would you say as a medical doctor, how effective is it?
If used absolutely perfectly, it should be 98% effective.
But most people aren't perfect. Breeden says he's rarely encountered a study of natural family planning that shows anything near 98% effectiveness. The World Health Organization says the method fails 20 to 25% of the time.
That's just too high to have 20 women out of every 100 if their goal is not to have any more children.
And Breeden says NFP is even harder to practice in places where women don't necessarily have the power to say no to their husbands or partners.
It requires education and training and periodic abstinence and requires a certain amount of power that the woman must have to say, we're not going to have sexual relations this day. And in many parts of the world, that's not an option that women have.
That's the situation I found among many women I interviewed in the Philippines. For instance, Rizal Delavino. She's a devout Catholic who lives in a crowded slum in Manila. She says natural family planning wasn't a realistic option for her.
Of course, you can't say no to your husband. That's the number one thing that women don't want to do, because if you say no, you think that he will cheat on you with another woman.
Rizal told me she wanted to have only 3 children. But now, at age 32, she already has 7. Her husband, Crisanto, is upfront about who should be the one to use contraception. The wife has responsibility to not get pregnant, he says. But children should be the decision of the couple.
You want to claim the right to have consummate relationship with your wife? You exercise the right. but you do not want the obligation.
Archbishop Cruz says men also have to take responsibility for family planning.
You separate right from obligation. No, these two go together.
The challenge, though, is getting that family planning message all the way from the pulpit to the bedroom. For The World, I'm Sonia Narang, Manila.
And it's not always easy to get people to open up about topics like sex and family planning. So how'd Sonia do that for her stories from the Philippines? She's on The World's Facebook page right now, taking your questions. Join her at facebook.com/PRI, The World.